Recently, the big issue of port security was concern over who controlled operations. But for those tracking avian flu, the biggest worry is whether current security is tight enough. According to a flu researcher with the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, substantial amounts of banned poultry products are getting into the U.S. Han Ip says eggs and chicken are coming from areas where there may be avian flu.
Between October and November of 2005, a total of 165,000 pounds of poultry products were smuggled into the United States. These illegal products have been detected at markets and restaurants in major U.S. cities.
Most of the focus now is on bird flu. 5 years ago, the concern was anthrax, a naturally occurring substance that can also be manufactured to increase its deadly potential. Eric Nogi is a former bioterrorism expert with the Centers for Disease Control. He says the agency was slow to understand how big a health threat anthrax could become.
What had been thought to have been a joke, a hoax, obviously turned out to be real. An absolutely ingenious attack, at least using the U.S. postal system.
Nogi says the government had trouble conveying important health information. He says this was partly due to public distrust of the Centers for Disease Control, an agency that previously hadn't talked to the media much. Nogi also discussed how the 9/11 terrorist attacks changed government health funding. The federal government now spends more on homeland security than the global threat of AIDS, a spending priority Nogi and others have questioned. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.